JRD-now.com proudly presents Roni's Own Radio. Hi, I'm Jeff Roni, and today is September 20th, 2005. And this episode of Roni's Own Radio, we're going to be talking about Christian entertainment. We're going to be pulling out a microscope. We're going to get out binoculars. We're going to look at it from all different angles, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as we have this discussion, we're really talking about Christian organizations, Christian companies, Christian directors that really want to promote generally their faith. Now, I know that there are other directors and producers, actors, etc., who are also out in Hollywood right now, like Tom Shadyac, who did Bruce Almighty, Nutty Professor, etc. He's doing a great job. But our job, as far as our discussion today, is really to call Christians into action, to call them out from the shadows, from hiding in under the sand, to really come out and be light and salt to the world, and go to Hollywood and do it. I don't want to get into our discussion, but we have a jam-packed show. We're going to be discussing a lot of things this time. So let's jump right in and talk about Christian entertainment. I want to talk about Christian entertainment, the highs and the lows. And we are going to kind of give a snapshot about it. We're also going to talk about what it's missing, what it needs, and how you can get involved. So we're going to talk about films, the highs of Christian entertainment. Passion of the Christ.
Right.
Great film.
Definitely.
Excellent film. Excellent filmmaking. Excellent acting.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent choreography, sound.
Oh, yeah.
On down the line.
Across the board. Absolutely. Right. Hands down.
Mel Gibson should be very proud of that. It took a lot of guts for him to do it. There was a lot of trouble made about him.
Much controversy.
About his father. A lot of controversy. And he faced the storm and released the film. I, for one, take my hat off to him. And if I can be anything like him, as far as his direction.
What resolve. Absolutely.
Second film, Franco Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth. Fantastic film.
Yes.
I think, to me, I like it. The story is a whole better than The Passion of the Christ. Only because I just yearn to see Mel delving into the time of Jesus with the disciples earlier in the story. I understand what he was doing with The Passion of the Christ, but Jesus of Nazareth is just awesome.
It's more, I like Jesus now. It's more complete. The Passion just focused on his crucifixion, which is, in my mind, the Catholic filter.
Right.
But that's not the rest of the story.
Right.
And I would love to see a movie, if he was going to do anything again on this, just on his resurrection and his ascension.
Right.
I mean, I think that could be incredible.
I do agree with that. I also did have a small problem with Passion of the Christ. I did feel that the last scene of the resurrection was just too quick. It was kind of added on.
Exactly.
That's it.
Right. By the way, he didn't stay on the cross.
Right.
And yeah, after 3 days he went.
Right. Now,
right.
Prince of Egypt, number 3. I thought that was a fantastic film, animated piece that Jeffrey Katzenberg,
mm-hmm.
a lot of guts,
yeah.
put that film out. And I think it was good for my Jewish brother, me. Yeah,
well, DreamWorks helped produce that too, so Steven was involved.
True, true. But I just, again, another bold move.
It was.
Another great story from the Bible that was brought to film. I think that there were little bits in there that were just very interesting. For instance, the voice of God was actually the voice of Moses, which was kind of, you know, filtered a little bit and kind of worked a little bit. Because truly, you know, I've experienced this. If when I hear God speak to me, the only voice I know is me. And it's a feeling that I get that I know it's God's voice. So I feel that is great. It was a great film. I really love that film. Number 4, VeggieTales.
Hands down.
Christian film.
Lord of the Beans is coming up. I'm sorry, I had to say that.
Jonah is a great movie, but they have really tapped the market of smart, funny, intelligent, not too intrusive Bible truths.
Right. And catchy. So catchy. Yes.
So my hat goes off to them.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why True Tales is for college age and high school kids, is because Veggie Tales is for little kids.
A big idea, Ross. Yes.
Number five, a rarely seen film. Probably most people have never seen this movie. David, mid-80s. David probably was one of the best un-Christian films about the life of a biblical character. And I haven't seen all of Turner's films either.
Have you seen Gregory Peck's version of David?
No.
You should watch it.
Okay.
Very good.
What I loved about Richard Gere's David were little things. For instance, Saul's army that was waiting to go to battle.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually playing games with little nails.
Right.
I mean, those little bits really add a lot of flavor to the Bible. Really add a lot of edge to it. And I really liked it. It really made David come alive for me. It was pretty incredible when David faced Goliath and he was facing him and walking around. David as a young boy singing Psalm 23. Which is incredible. It really very, very good. Joshua, early 2000s. Well, I'm not sure who made the film.
Was it a BBC production?
No. No. This was not about the Joshua in the Bible.
Okay.
This was about a present day where what if Jesus came to this town?
Okay.
Now, I know
there's
been another story about it, and it's probably where it took its cue.
Okay.
There's a lot of really good character actors, but the guy that played Joshua, close in with Jesus, it's very, very good. And he got a little too far when he went to Rome and he talked to the Pope.
Right.
And the Pope realized who he was. I don't know, I just, it was a little much, but okay, those were the highs.
Yeah.
Now, Christian entertainment films, it's the lows.
They do exist.
Number one, Left Behind.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest disappointment watched in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I love the book. The books are fantastic.
Right.
The book's good.
But then
bad.
Even the books after a while get going. I mean, where you're... you get your gusto in the beginning, you know, and you're like, you can't put them down, and then you get to like the fifth or the sixth one, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm taking my time now, you know, because you start knowing what the story is anyways if you're Christian.
We'll talk more
the
about
movies.
What Christianity needs as far as Christian films in a little bit, but we'll just keep counting down the list here.
And Kirk Cameron is in it. I mean,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Omega Code. Omega Code.
I cringe.
We'll put Magetto in there too.
Okay.
I mean, they had great actors in those movies.
Oh, stellar.
They did.
Okay, you're right. They did. They did.
Okay, Casper Van Dien, maybe, you know. Okay.
Right, because he has, I don't know, so many Oscars under his belt.
All right, okay. Omega Code, Magetto. I don't want to talk about TVN right now, but...
No.
Anyway, we'll just leave it as...
That could be a whole show. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not that those are wrong.
You see his feelings about this. Okay, number three. Thief in the Night. And then we can tack all the other, because they made like two or three other ones.
Yeah.
Those are the worst Christian films I've ever seen. But the amazing thing is that people actually got saved watching those films. But I mean, really, those were bad films. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it's like they should
just be quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
Number four, Billy Graham films. All of them. Because they all look the same.
Yeah, they
all do. They have this huge thing where they're you know, this guy's desperate to stay. Good. And then they all end up in a town where Billy Graham is.
True.
Every single film is the same way.
They do.
You know? Man.
Yeah, something new would be nice.
That Nikki Cruz movie with Pat Boone. I mean, it's just, these are bad.
Okay, think more up to date, though, because those are still a little out there in age.
Well,
I'm saying,
though.
But, okay, let's think of something up to date. Like, okay, Michael. I wasn't a big fan of that one. Although, it really wasn't a Christian production. It wasn't a Christian production. You're right.
No,
okay,
so,
Christian production one. Okay.
Well.
That would actually go underneath a different umbrella.
Back to the lows. There's just been a whole lot of lows. There are films that just don't get enough money, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll talk about that later. TV. Christian entertainment, TV high. Some of these are not Christian-oriented or Christian-produced, but there are a lot of Christian themes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Funny show.
Indeed.
Sherman Hemsley. Clifton Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Funny show.
Funny show.
About church.
Yes.
Okay. Touched by an Angel. Another good show.
Yeah, but it kind of getting. It's fun, this whole commercial thing towards everybody
angels,
towards angels, where everybody I met was like, here, have an angel. And I'm like, what? No. Enough of them.
Okay.
So, the show then after a while started bugging me, but at the same point, it was still well done.
Right.
Because they were still, tackling. Yeah, I agree. I, on the whole, I have to agree.
Took 5 minutes of explaining and she finally. Little House in the Prairie.
Classic.
Okay. Which had good values, but also church, talked about God
a
lot, praying, that kind of thing.
And not only that, but it showed them. Well, the father, every time they went to go plant a crop, he was never able to harvest. And to show him so frustrated with that, why, God? Why are you doing this to me? That's what I really appreciate about it, is that it wasn't a show that wasn't afraid of showing him.
And I like the pastor.
Yeah.
As trouble.
Yeah.
And he wasn't some perfect guy that always had the right answer. Highway to Heaven,
yes. Okay. Again, Michael Landon, because he's great.
Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seventh Heaven. I really think Seventh Heaven really did a lot to kind of revive a drama that doesn't have to have 20-something people laying around and almost nothing, whatever. It can have substance. It can be about a pastor. It can have good, different stories.
And for a TBN show that I discovered late at night at 10 o'clock, there's one show called Travel the Road, where two guys sold everything that they owned and they made it their mission to spread God's word throughout the whole world and took a camera with them.
Okay.
And so it's like a reality show about them preaching the gospel. And it's incredible.
Okay.
I have to say, it's probably the only reality TV show that I think is real. But yeah, I'll pipe that one. Travel the Road.
Well, one good thing for TBN.
There you go. It's the only good one.
Well, they present the gospel, and they have Travel by the Road.
Yep.
There's other things about money we ain't gonna talk about.
No.
TV Lowe's. Christian TV Lowe's. Bible Man. For Willie Ames. I had high hopes.
I know.
And I watch that show and it makes me cringe.
It does.
And Willie, if you're listening, please call me.
Please.
I've got
There's
stories
potential.
You
have to have serious
stories. Come on. And quit with the lightsaber-like sword.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, one scene I did see is there's something like, they said, we have defeated fear with, and they're quoting the scripture and they say, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and then I turned it. Look, I'm a Christian, but I say, I got the remote. Okay.
That's right.
Now, there are a lot of shows that are made by organizations. Saturday morning on TBN. Some of them are really dumb. We won't even go into the name.
You're being really nice saying
that. Some of them are good, but not many.
Well, it's shows like that I look at and I think, this is on TV, and yet somebody would laugh at me if I were going to give them an idea. yet I can see this here.
Okay, we'll move on.
Yes.
Let's see. Actually, I put this on my load list, but I think it's actually a good thing. It's David Goliath. That was an early, early, early Methodist show.
I never saw that.
David
Goliath?
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
77.
Oh, my God.
When did it come out? 77?
Well, it was earlier than that.
Well, that would be why I haven't seen it.
These children today. Okay, David Goliath.
It's the oldest I've ever been, so let's just leave it at that.
David Goliath were claymation. David was a boy.
For claymation?
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Well, yeah.
That's like...
And listen, Goliath was the dog.
Was this free Gumby?
Yeah, look around there.
Around
it,
there.
Listen, it was probably the best early Christian TV show.
Wow.
It is still a show today. And it wasn't preachy. Well, it was a little preachy, but it was presented well.
David and Goliath, that was the name of the show.
Davy and Goliath.
Davy.
Okay, we're not going to talk anymore. You need to go see it. And then you're going to record an apology. So what a great show.
Okay.
Sally is a sister.
When I'm wrong, I have no problem admitting it. I do.
Okay. Now let's talk about something different. We talked about Hollywood films with Christian themes. We talked about Christian entertainment, highs and lows. I want to talk about something that I see a lot. Hollywood slam against Christian and religious figures in film.
Right.
Two more of our listeners have just shut this off.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Medved really has been ridiculed for pointing this out. Michael Medved is a Jewish brother of mine. I think he's cool. He's great. But he has really spent a lot of time pointing out the fact of not only Christians, but Jewish folks, religious folks, have been slammed in films and TV. We'll get into how right now. Cape Fear. Robert De Niro played a great role, but he was a murderer, psychotic. And he came from a charismatic Christian home.
Yeah.
In the South, spoke in tongues as he was dying, falling down in his water.
Mm-hmm.
A good Christian killer. Now that, really, that's just awesome. You know,
right.
That's a great role model. You know, and you may be saying, well, Jeff, that probably happened. But I feel that it's a slight. I feel that it's a slight against Christian people.
I do too.
So, also Carrie, her mom, was a wacko, Christian weirdo.
Oh yeah, she couldn't even talk. She couldn't even talk about boys. She couldn't.
Right.
I mean, even
okay.
When she became a woman, for crying out loud,
right.
It was because that was wrong. Just science or anything having to do with the. Oh yeah, that was.
Edward Scissorhands has a wacky woman.
Right.
You know, plays onward Christian soldiers on her, little organ there with all
and
the
laughs,
and
it's wacky
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, see, you laugh at that.
We do.
Most, and again, we talked briefly about, I understand the trouble that the Catholic Church, the mistakes they've made. I totally understand that. We've talked about what I feel about it. They need to make amends. They need to confess up. They need to be honest up front.
Yeah.
But most priests in films are evil, bad. It's very rare, except for maybe Seventh Heaven. They're actually very few instances where there's actually a good priest.
Yeah, but he's also not Catholic in Seventh Heaven.
Right.
So on that,
right.
You know.
Right. But I mean, as far as the pastor,
but on a priest, okay.
Maybe even and at the beginning of Footloose, the pastor was the bad guy.
Right.
And he kind of turned around at the end.
Okay.
But you have...
I've been to that church, by the way. The one that was filmed in Footloose, it's in Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. My parents used to, or my stepdad, and used to go there for church. It's a Presbyterian church. That was cool.
Okay.
Off the beaten path.
Last Temptation of Christ. Oh, how I can just go off on this.
That was the John Malkovich one, right?
Nope.
Which one was
nope,
that?
Nope, this was Martin Scorsese.
Oh.
And Willem Dafoe played Jesus. Now, I want to go on the record and talk to the person that wrote that book. It is not an honest betrayal. It is a retelling of the life of Christ that makes him a weak, confused man who, on the cross, because of some drug-induced thing, has this hallucination that he's married Mary Magdalene. Who, and I'm going to take time to explain this too.
Right.
Mary Magdalene was not a prostitute.
No.
I'm here to tell you.
No, she was not.
You can quote me. You can write it down. Mary Magdalene was a woman who Jesus cast out many demons.
Right.
But if you read your Bible, please do. Mary
yes.
Magdalene
she was, not
was
a
just the one that Jesus cast demons out of. Early in the early Catholic Church, a priest, I can't think of his name at this point, but combined a few of the Marys together. One was
right.
the one Mary that was caught in many sins, and to bring in the prostitutes at that point, he married this Mary Magdalene and combined many Marys together and included that in. And since she was a prostitute, so if Jesus would accept a prostitute, he will accept you. I understand what he's trying to do, but that has caused more problems and more harm.
Completely false.
You know what to do.
Completely false.
So now we have people that wrote this story. You know, I wish Scorsese would stick to the real Bible, because I'd be very interested to see a film that he would do about the life of Christ that's taken from the pages of the Bible. I know he believes.
Well, and even with the whole drug-induced thing, Christ, it was a common practice that the soldiers would offer a wine-soaked sponge. Christ denied that.
True.
So there would be no possibility for any sort of drug use. Anyway, but
okay.
That's aside.
The Last Temptation of Christ. And also that Jesus miniseries, wacky thing on ABC.
The Jesus miniseries?
Yeah, there was some little miniseries that Leanne Rimes sang that song, whatever, yeah. That was weird, too.
Okay.
So the... We can see...
What about the new movie coming out?
Which one?
The 40-year-old virgin.
Oh, 40, well...
I don't know anything. I don't know enough about it to really give a thing, but that's an interesting concept.
Yeah. I do want to talk about some brief, good glimpses of Christianity or religious themes, church, that kind of thing. There's also a film, probably never seen it. Like, four people have seen it. And it's Crocodile Dundee. What's his name?
Logan.
Paul Hogan.
Hogan.
He made a film called Almost an Angel. I highly recommend you see that film. It was about he dies, comes back to Earth, and because he needs to make it right. Okay? So it's a wonderful life type of story. And it's interesting because he knows he has to do right. And again, we talked about this when we talked about Star Wars, is that you need to unlearn what you've learned. And he steals from the bank to give to the church. That's all he knew. And so the priest sat down and said, no, you can't steal to give to the church. You need to do this. I think it was a great film.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. So, that's my recommendation. Now, let's talk about what does Christian entertainment mean. We've kind of alluded to this, hit on this. The first thing I think they need to do, stop copying.
Oh, yeah. They need to be real. They need to be original. I mean, we have original stuff to be working with, and to make it regurgitated so that somebody, well, it's a whole relearn thing. I mean, just so you can put in a package that could be acceptable for somebody of a different thought. It just seems absurd.
I want to tell a quick story about the college I went to. College is SEC, Southern California College. It's now known as Vanguard University. But when they first started their film and video courses, the first class, they sat everybody down and they said, okay, this is our first class on film appreciation. How many people have seen The Godfather? And no one raised their hand. Who has seen?
Oh, that's a shame.
Jaws. No one. They kept asking the question. And finally someone in the back row raised their hand and said, sir, we signed a paper to get into the school that said we promise to never see films, or we have never seen films. And the teacher had to talk to the head of the school and say, we need to relax these rules and say we need to use discretion when we see films. Okay?
Oh, right, yeah.
The church needs to relax a bit as far as stories.
Yes.
We tell Bible stories for 5-year-olds and not for 40-year-olds. We need to really look at the Bible for what it is. There are themes and stories in there that need to be told, but they're not for 5-year-olds. And the Bible that we teach and portray is for 5 and 10-year-olds. We need to stop that.
David and Goliath is a 5-year-old story, maybe, but the rest of David's life.
No. It's actually a 40-year-old story.
It is.
The 5-year-old stops after he slays Goliath.
That's exactly right.
Because the next thing is he cuts off his head.
Right.
And takes his head back to prove that he killed Goliath. See, that's where
very graphic.
It leaves the story. There's a lot in the Bible that nobody knows about, and True Tales will take care of that.
Right.
That's a whole other show. These films need to be less preachy. I, for one, I think that preaching is a great way to teach people so people can learn about the Bible. But a film does not need to be preachy.
Now, the minute somebody feels like you're above them, talking down on them, and not on a level eye to eye, nobody wants to hear that.
Now,
if you're up on a soapbox,
if you're having a conversation with someone and it gets a biblical theme, that's fine. But preaching, that's different.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different. You make a quality film. See, and that's the thing is that Christians today do not know the craft of filmmaking.
Yeah.
They maybe know how to write a story, and they do the best they can. TBN, God bless them, got some money, but there's not enough quality there.
No.
There's not enough quality there. There's no quality Christian actors. There's no quality Christian film people.
Absolutely.
There's no quality Christian, a lot of things.
Writers, nothing.
We are suffering because there's people like me, probably people that are listening, that have stories to tell, but they don't have the money or the resources to do it.
Right.
It's a shame.
It's a crying shame.
And because there's people that are Christians that have stories that are maybe a little different, but interesting, still within the realm, but it's not the norm that those stories aren't being heard. And it's a shame. We need more quality Christian entertainment that is not just preachy, VeggieTales stuff. We need something more. We need something different. We copy and copy and copy where people like Scorsese are sitting there making films about all kinds of things. Okay. We need to be less fearful and make bolder projects. And again, that's a scary concept because the church needs to be taught and brought along in this venture. They're still stuck in Stone Age when films are bad and films are evil.
Oh, right. Stuck in the 50s, really, if you want to think about it. I mean, and that's what I think of when I envision or when the shows that are coming to mind, all these ones have this Bill and June Cleaver as, you know, nuclear family type thing, and it's just not, that's not real. It's not real.
Okay. We've come to the last mile of this journey. And again, I appreciate you listening all the way. Honestly, I do. What can you do about it? What can I do about it? What can we do about it? How can we bring Christian entertainment into the 21st century, hopefully beyond.
The ones that have the gift or have that desire, just we need to be bold. Because I know as far as the Christian entertainment industry goes, if you want to talk about, there are artists that come to mind. I mean, music ones, musician ones, that have been able to hold their own for a time and really strive or push towards something greater. And their hard work is starting to pay off. If you have a story, or especially if you have film industry background, radio industry background, or anything, the ones, if we have a background in that, we need to be doing it and no longer having this day job where it just needs to happen.
Be the best. Be the best. Learn everything that you can learn. And if you're not done learning, do something. Get started. I was 40 years old, and I said to myself, I need to do something. And so I said, okay, I need to start somewhere. I like Star Wars, and I can do audio production. That's where I started. I'm not the best in the world. I have a lot to learn, but at least I understood the concept of writing, recording, editing, and then now I bought a camera. So I'm now learning that. I'm now learning how to use my tools properly. I'm writing all the time. It's a constant, constant, constant thing. And now I'm doing a radio show. I'm doing something. It may not be the best, but the more I do what I'm doing, I'm getting better. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm saying you do something. If you're listening to me, you do something. The bottom line is, if you don't, somebody else will. And with the internet, with digital video, with digital audio, with podcasting, there's room for you. There's room for everybody. And so I recommend that you spend $100, get yourself a mixing software. If you have more than that, go out and get a digital camera. Go out and get an editing suite. Start filming. Start writing now. Right now. Start writing your story.
And the beautiful thing is with this with independent film industry, I mean, even if you don't want to use it on you can be a Christian and still produce an independent film.
Right.
I mean, and that's a rising market, you know, where it's almost Hollywood is jealous over the fact that there's this independent film industry that is really blowing their heads out of the water when it comes to creativity, originality. I mean, what's Hollywood doing now? They're ganking people's concepts from Japan, crying out loud. I mean, they don't have anything original.
Now, we've talked about doing it yourself, which is a possibility, but I also want to say this. If you have a gift to make films, to act, to direct, to write, and you stayed away from Hollywood because of the big bad Hollywood, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes, you should.
And you should go to Hollywood. If you're a punk kid right out of high school, go to Hollywood. Do not be afraid. Be a light. Do not shrink away from that and say, oh, it's evil, it's bad. They need your influence. They need you to go there and be the best that you can be and just be a great Christian. I'm not going to mention names because I really don't want to get this person mad at me, but there was a person who was Christian that was on a hit TV show that left because this person felt that storylines were just too blue. He left a great opportunity. They could have made a great impact, continue to make a great impact on that show. That person should have stayed. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Go for your dreams. Go for your dreams. Ask God to help you. I will help you.
Yes.
If you need help, if you need somebody to point you in the right direction, give you some answers, whatever, write me today. Email me. I don't want your money. I never ask nobody's money. I don't want your money. This is all free, baby. JEFF jeff.roney@gmail.com. I will point you in some type of direction. I will help you as much as I can. Because you need to get out there and do it.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to be salt.
No.
And the world needs it. If we're going to be preserved, we need more salt.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening to you guys. I want to thank Kim for doing the first interview.
Thank you for having me.
We talked about just about everything tonight. And anyway, that's it. So take care, guys.
I really had a great time with Kim at the dinner view, and we talked about a lot of things. And I hope that you are encouraged by that. And I hope that you'll stop by jrd-now.com, the website. There's a lot of interesting things. There's some forums that you can leave your thoughts about this show and other things. The email address that you can reach me for further questions is jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Roney Zone Radio.